Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa nā Tanahira Tokowingwa. This is your Wātea News. Wairaki MP Rawari Waititi wants to throw a barbecue for a world-beating constituent. Kayaker Lisa Carrington picked up her third gold medal for the Tokyo Olympic Games yesterday in the K1500, giving her six Olympic medals in total, the most for any New Zealand athlete. The Māori Party co-leader says she's a great example for wahine Māori that whatever they aspire to, they can achieve at the highest levels. Rather than a ticker tape parade, he says a barbecue or hāngi would be the best way to welcome her home.
Why not? Because this is how we celebrate. And this is how we ensure that we whakanui with mana and with integrity and with pride. You know, achievements of our people with a hākari and a get-together. Absolutely, a few guitars going.
Rāwari Waititi. A South Waikato iwi's effort to bring its maunga back to life have earned it a place in this year's New Zealand Tourism Award. Member Linda Te Aho says tourism wasn't the objective, with Ngāti Kōroki Kahukura used some of its settlement money and other resources to build a 47-kilometre fence around Maunga Tautari to keep out predators like rats, stoats and possums. But Sanctuary Mountain Maunga Tautari, which is a finalist in the community engagement section of the awards, has become a valuable tool to manage visitor interactions and raise funds for the upkeep of what's described as an ecological island. She says when the fence was started 20 years ago, elders talked about how noisy the mountain had been when they were young, but it went silent as the land was developed into farms.
So it was our mission to get that mountain thriving again, full of birds. And so actually now there's kereru that swoop in and kaka that play around in the trees, and the tui are just prolific. And actually it's had a halo effect. So there's lots of other areas that are benefiting because those birds, they fly out even as far as Kirikiriroa.
Maunga Tautari has also reintroduced flightless species like takahe and tuatara, as well as propagating threatened native plant species. New regulations have been set for the 2021 whitebaiting season. The season starts on August 15, except on the west coast, where it kicks off on September 1st. Whitebait fishing is now only allowed where water levels are affected by the tide. New refuges have been created within and near Abel Tasman and Southern Fiordland National Parks, where fishing for whitebait is prohibited. Screens are limited to 3 metres except when used from stands, and there must be a minimum distance of 20 metres between fixed fishing gear except when used from stands. Conservation Minister Kitty Allen says the new regulations aim to create a more equitable fishery and ease the pressure on whitebait species while providing consistency across the country. She says whitebait are taonga, mahinga kai for Māori and a valuable part of Aotearoa New Zealand's indigenous biodiversity. But 4 of the 6 species are now threatened or at risk of extinction. And that is your Wātea News.